are about to listen to the first few minutes of this month's Small Business University audio series presentation. Each month features a different national speaker on a different business topic. Each presentation can be listened to online or downloaded to your smartphone or computer with just the click of a button. Once downloaded, you can load the presentation on your iPod or MP3 player, or make your own CD and listen in your truck. Monthly subscribers also have access to literally hundreds of past presentations divided into 18 different business topics. The cost is only $24.95 per month to be a member, or you can purchase this individual presentation as a physical CD for $18.95 or download it immediately to your computer for only $9.95. Now, let's listen to the first few minutes of this month's presentation.
In our previous session, we talked about the four different personality styles: the pragmatic, the extrovert, the amiable, and the analytical. In this session, I'll give you some tips on how to identify them. Then we'll talk about how the different styles relate to each other, and then how they negotiate differently. And finally, how you can use all of this to become a win-win power negotiator. Here are some more tips on how to identify the personality styles. First of all, the pragmatic will be very time management conscious. He doesn't waste time with a lot of small talk. Start off the conversation by asking him about the football game that weekend, and he'll very quickly get irritated and move on to business. He doesn't take long vacations because he perceives that as being a waste of time. He'll use time-saving gadgets such as telephone answering machines or a miniature tape recorder for taking notes. Probably all of the telephone prospecting machines in the country are owned by pragmatics. You know the machine that calls you up and tries to sell you insurance over the telephone? When I leave to go on a speaking tour, I'll leave my answering machine on, and very often when I come back, my answering machine has had a long discussion with one of those telephone calling machines about its insurance needs. The pragmatic businessman will typically have his call screened. The secretary will want to know who's calling before she puts the call through, and sometimes what you're calling about also. The business environment will be formal. You'll have a secretary that often places calls, a secretary who will confirm appointments for him, and will also usher you into the office rather than him coming out of the office to meet you. Pragmatics like participation sports with a high level of activity. For example, skiing, scuba diving, flying. He may like golf, but hates how long it takes and typically won't take the time to do it. He's tidy, he has an organized desk, and he always dresses quite formally. The extrovert, on the other hand, is friendly and open. He'll place his own telephone calls, doesn't necessarily want his incoming calls screened, will tend to meet you in the lobby if you go to his place of business, and give you a personal tour of the company. He greets everybody warmly as he walks around the building. He loves the excitement of spectator sports such as baseball or football. He'll probably have pictures of his family in the office, something a pragmatic might think is too informal. He'll spend time talking about his vacation or his hunting trip. But if somebody comes into the office for a business decision, or if he takes a call while you're there, he'll make the decision quickly. He's a warm and friendly person, but he's not afraid to say no to you. So he's personable, but at the same time he's assertive. Not particularly organized. You'll find that his desk is probably cluttered, and he has very poor follow-up. Not a highly organized person at all, but likable and fun to be with. The amiable tends to set up barriers. He probably has an unlisted home phone number and may have a no peddler sign on his front door. He's probably lived in the neighborhood for a long time because he develops relationships with things as well as with people. Probably drives an older car because he hates high-pressure salespeople. He hates the thought of going down to that car lot and getting ground to death. You won't often find an amiable in management other than in a large corporation where the very format of the organization protects him from having to make assertive decisions. He seems to have very little sense of time management. Call him and ask him for an appointment, and he'll tell you to drop by any time. He tends to be disorganized because he can't say no to people. When asked to be on a committee, he has a tough time refusing, so he tends to take on more work than he can handle. Their environment is warm and comfortable. They form relationships with the furniture in their office, with their home and with their car, and they don't like to change them. The analytical would most likely...
Well, that's a sampling of this month's Small Business University audio series program. If you're not already a subscriber, you have three choices. You can purchase this program by clicking on the green Buy button. If you are already a subscriber, simply log in and get access to the full program. If you would like to become a subscriber, click on the Subscribe Now button. This will allow you to subscribe for only $24.95 per month and get not only this program, but access to several hundred other programs on topics that you can apply to your business starting today. You'll also receive a physical copy of the current month's program mailed directly to your office, and you can cancel at any time. As always, invest your time and invest your money in those things that will reproduce.